92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Chris Kleinjens has defeated incumbent Lucy Ebel, the District 2 commissioner, who was recalled by voters after a successful petition drive gathered the required number of signatures to call a special election. Election results will be certified by May 15th. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm having a pretty good morning.
I would imagine. So, you know, the first thing that really struck me when I was you know, waiting for the results last night was, and we talk about this every year, low voter turnout.
Yeah, we were aware moving into the campaign that was definitely going to be something we had to try and counter. And so we spent a lot of hours out on the street, knocking doors, doing voter education, because when the weather's beautiful, voting is not on the top of anybody's list.
That is a fact. It is. Yeah, those are facts. And yesterday, I mean, the weather wasn't that great. And of course, you know, a lot of bad things happening south of us, you know, down in Portage in the Kalamazoo area. But yeah, more people do need to get out and vote. What have you learned these past few months with this recall effort?
So I think first and foremost that the district that I now represent is so much cooler than even I thought it was. I love this area of Ottawa County and have been here for almost three decades, but spending time walking into neighborhoods that are off the main streets that didn't necessarily know existed, and talking to the voters and finding out, you know, what their concerns were and what their successes were was really, I have so much respect for everyone that is in the second and just kind of grinding it out in this really eclectic area of our county.
Yeah, it certainly is an eclectic area, that is for sure. What did you learn about yourself these last few months?
You know, no one's an island. This was a team effort, and I learned to rely just a lot on trusting the advice of the people that I asked to help me along on this journey. So there were a staff of six of us that had no professional political experience between us, but I'd known most of them for over 20 years, and we put this thing together based on our desire to see it through and our intuition that what we were doing, the steps we were making, were right. And that's pretty scary when you know that there's a lot of people looking at you. But, you know, I learned to trust my instinct a little bit more, but I also learned to trust the advice of the people around me and to remember that there's really no talking. At some point, you have to make a decision, but there is a point to having a lot of discussion beforehand to get to the best answer.
We are speaking with Democrat Chris Kleinjens, who is now going to finish out Lucy Ebel's term. When are you being sworn in?
I believe now it's a 6-day period until the election can be officially certified because of the overseas ballot.
Got it.
So that would bring it to the 13th. I believe that is the certification date. So at this point, I think I will be in attendance at next Tuesday's board meeting.
Okay. Will you automatically take over the committees that former Commissioner Lucy Ebel had sat on?
A super good question.
Yes. That was the top question I had for you. Yeah.
I am not entirely sure about the protocol for that. Lucy and I did both sit on the Community Mental Health Board, so I don't know how that will find itself resolved. I do hope I get to stay there because I enjoy working with that part of our county government very much. But, you know, I do not know, and the chairman of the board might have designs for me. Who knows?
Okay. Can I get you to chime in on the 60% pay raise?
Well, I'm not. As I posted on our Facebook page, I am not a fan of that. My family comes from a background of public service, and service, it's about service, not salary. I understand that, over the last 17 months that commissioners have had to put more time into the job of commissioning, but at its peak, you know, the previous boards were able to guide our county through a sustained period of economic development and growth with significantly less hourly input. So I'm not a big fan of the pay raise period. I think that there's other things that could be done with that money. Particularly, we could probably fund the Ottawa Food Program coordinator position with that money, if it's just hanging out there.
There's a lot of confusion. Yeah.
Yeah, and I also understand it's a very complex procedure because, you know, how that is apportioned and then how you undo it is a state statute. So, I want to find out a little bit more about that. But I do think that we don't need more. This job is about service, not salary. It's about wanting to do the best for the people around you and help their lives be better.
Yeah, and I mean, I've served on a village council before. You're there to serve. If the city of Grand Haven council members asked for a 60% raise and $1,000 a month, heads would roll. This town would be, I can't even, trust me, I know how this town is here in Grand Haven, and heads would roll. And that's just, you know, if you had the time to serve as a commissioner, clearly, whatever you do outside of that for work has flexibility. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to sit there for 5 hours at a time, right? So, it's just very confusing to me, and I don't know where this came from, and I guess the county board is going to vote on those raises May 14th. So we'll see how that all pans out. Chris, I would imagine your phone has been ringing off the hook. Thank you so much for checking in. We certainly appreciate it, and I do want to mention that you and Lucy Ebel will be running for the seat as well in November. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for checking in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time.
All right. We'll talk again. Thank you. We will be doing something called Decision 2024, where we will be asking 3 to 5 questions. I don't know. Maybe we'll do 4 questions. They'll all be the same questions. We'll ask all the commissioners the same questions. And hopefully we can get some of the Ottawa Impact backed commissioners to participate. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but maybe they will. You never know. I remain hopeful that conversations can be had. That's for sure.